We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bringing in NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier. Mike, how are we?
I'm good, thank you.
Good to have you aboard, man. Thanks for carving out some time for us. Playing a little keep them or let them walk with the NFL and Saints free agency. 25 players and all scheduled to be restricted, unrestricted, or exclusive rights free agents. And if I started with A.J. Klein, what would you do with him?
I think he returns. I don't know how huge of a market it'll be. I think he's more valuable to you than he is to someone else. The other thing about it, Christian, that's a spot at linebacker. This team's going to have to pay a lot of attention to in the offseason. Because of injuries, when you look at what's happened with Anzalone the last few years, Kiko Alonso, numerous injuries, now a third knee surgery that he's got, Craig Robinson getting up in age, DeMario Davis is an unbelievable player. But, you know, you need other people there. And I think AJ may get a nice little deal to return back here. And I also believe this team will look at a linebacker in round one closely.
A name? You thinking of?
Kenneth Murray, Oklahoma. He can play in the middle. He can play on the weak side. He hasn't played on the strong side yet, but I think he could do that also. You watch him play, his ability to run the field. East and West, man, he's a big-time player, also can drop in coverage. It's a big part of this game today. You're looking for a mismatch downfield. Who can cover the tight end and running backs coming out of the backfield? You look at Oklahoma defense the last 2 years, man, Murray has been a stellar player for them. He's a big man who can run the field. And while we think the world of Davis, he almost looks like a younger version of him. Man, I would have a lot of interest in him in round one if I could pick him in that mid-20 spot, just because he is such a fluid player, so productive, and the fact that he can get back in coverage, I think, is vital in today's game. That's why Patrick Queen, a guy 2 months ago or a month ago, nobody had him in round one. Mike Mayock, you know, and one thing with Mike, you know, he's, if I wouldn't know no better, I'd swear he has some Cajun in him. He can't keep a secret good. He told a couple of his buddies, man, I'm really interested in Patrick Queen. I think he's a hell of a player. And now you've got him in a bunch of the mock drafts. What can Patrick do? He's played in the middle. He's played on the weak side. He can drop in coverage. So they become so valuable today. So valuable. In that three down linebackers. Don't have a lot of substitution there. I think Mike Nolan did a great job with this linebacking core, and he got the most he could out of them. But it's an area in this offseason to pay close attention to.
NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier. Mike, what about Janoris Jenkins? I know he's got one more year left on his deal, but he's a prime candidate to restructure, right? The Saints aren't going to keep him for $11 million.
Man, no, but I want him back in that short window. But we've seen a lot of him play in his ability to match up downfield. And, man, Jackrabbit can still play at his age. He's a good cover guy. You know, he's fearless back there. He's going to take some chances, and he's going to get beat sometimes, but he's also going to make a lot of big plays for you. No, I want him back, and I want him to kind of extend that deal. So I want Jackrabbit back.
At what price, you think? What do you think's fair?
Well, I think you probably get a multi-year deal out of it, and what you're going to try to do on that spot is guarantee him a certain amount of that money. You know, the $11 million is pretty steep. So, you know, you're going to try to break that up again. But the guaranteed part is what every veteran player would want, wouldn't you? I mean, you know, you at sort of toward the end of your career.
You're 31.
You get that guaranteed money, man, give it here. You know, I'll take that any day of the week.
David Onyemata's scheduled to become an unrestricted free agent. It seems like you got to keep him, right?
You would think so. He didn't have the huge year. I think a lot of people thought, no, Pete Jenkins told me, man, Mike, I think he's a better talent than Akeem Hicks. And Pete worked with both of them. And yet he's not been able to turn that knob like Hicks was able to do once he went to Chicago. I would love to bring him back. The big part about this is, what are you going to do with Sheldon Rankins too? Because that's the other flip card of how you're going to work this. I would try to do whatever I could. Two guys defensively. David Onyemata, Von Bell. Von Bell's going to cost me a lot of money, but he's a core football player. He's a guy that's a playmaker in the secondary. He's physical. He comes up strong in run support. And you look for big plays, Von Bell has been able to make it. Look over the last 2 years and look on this team. Hasn't he been the most improved football player?
Without a doubt.
He's been a guy that
he only made, Mike, he only made $993,000 last year. He's going to make a lot more than that this year.
Oh, yeah. Now, again, when you look at some of the higher-priced guys in this league, you know, that are getting paid $13, $14 million at that safety position, that's a lot of cash. If that's the zip code, then you're not going to be able to go that route. But I think that there's a reasonable spot here to bring him back. Again, he's a core player. And what you can do also is have that Chauncey Garner-Johnson stays in that slot position as a part corner, part safety, part linebacker. And, again, he's a valuable piece of the puzzle. I want Von Bell back on this team because I think he's a guy that I want to keep, and he's a core performer on defense. And you know, down the road, this team's always sort of been built with their offense, scoring points. Down the road, it's going to be a little different. Man, I want as many good defensive players as I can that I can keep here. You spent a second-round pick on him. So you thought a lot of him back when he came out. And he has certainly played well the last two seasons.
We talked about Von Bell. Now let's go restricted free agent. There's no question they tender Taysom Hill as a first-rounder, right?
Yeah, I think they tender him as a first-round pick guy. I don't think anybody's going to try to trump that. And if they want to give me a first-round pick for a guy that I got off of waivers,
taking it.
Give it to me. Give it to me today. And I don't have to spend all that money. And I got a guy for 4 years with a fifth-year option. I got at football minimum wage if you're going to give me a first-round pick. But I don't see that happening. But I do see Taysom Hill returning. He's a hell of a football player. I want him on my team. There is a role for him with Drew Brees, without Drew Brees on the team. But I want him on my football team. But, you know, I think Taysom is flipping the card too. He's hearing, you know, these little things about, well, we'll see about with Taysom and how do they feel about him. Taysom's at a point where, listen, I want a chance to be a starter. If Drew Brees returns here, that's not happening. His role stays the same with the Saints. It might be extended a little bit more at the quarterback position, but he's still going to play that slot wide receiver. He's going to play on special teams. They're going to use him as a running back. So I think he returns at that tendered offer. Again, and it's expensive, but if somebody's willing to trump that and give me a first-round pick, I'd take that any day of the week.
NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier. Mike, always good stuff, man. Appreciate the time.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.